We are now holding on. Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph in Maseches Moed Katan. We are up to Pinchas Achor de Mar Shmuel. The Gemara is going to tell a story relating to cutting fingernails as an avel. Pinchas Achor de Mar Shmuel, Pinchas, the brother of Shmuel, Itra Be Milsa, lost his son, Nebuchad, tragedy. Al Shmuel, the Mishal Taima Mine. So Shmuel came in to speak to him and to try to comfort him. Chazinu Tufri Davin Afishin, and he saw his fingernails were incredibly long. Amalei, so Shmuel said to Pinchas, Amai lo shakatulu, why haven't you cut your nails? Amalei, Pinchas said back, Ibididei Ava Mimiz Azalta Be Kulehai, if you would have had some horrible thing like this happen to you, would you have been so flippantly, uncaring about your avelos to actually cut your fingernails? Meaning, wouldn't you have been so distraught that you wouldn't cut your fingernails either? Havai kishkaga shiyotzim ufnei ashalit. An important concept to Paskin Kohalas, kishkaga shiyotzim ufnei ashalit means that sometimes the tzaddik says something and he doesn't even mean anything by it, but his words are so powerful that it has an impact. So because Pinchas said to Shmuel, if this would have happened to you, v'itra v'emilsa b'shmuel, the same thing happened to Shmuel. Shmuel became an avel as well. All Pinchas achol l'mishal taim minei. So Pinchas came in to offer him comfort. Sheklinu l'tufrei, and Shmuel was cutting his fingernails. Chavdinu l'ape, and he threw them in Pinchas's face. He was so angry at him. Amalei, Shmuel said to Pinchas, laslach bris krusalus vasayim. Don't you realize how powerful words are? That God makes a covenant with your lips, and that when you let something pass your lips, like you should suffer, and you should have someone die, that something like that could happen. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shabris krusalus vasayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, how do we know that God makes a covenant with someone's lips? Shenemar vayomer Avram el na'ar. Avram said to the lads that had come to accompany him to Kedis Yitzchak, shvu lechem poem achamar vani vanar nelchad kovin ishtach v'noshuva aleichem. Stay here with the donkey, and me and Yitzchak are going to go up, and we're going to bow, and we're going to worship, and then we're going to come back to you. So he thought that he was going to bring Yitzchak as a karban, but then why did he say v'noshuva, we're going to come back to you? The fact that he said that, that's what allowed it to happen. V'stayeh mil sadad tervayu, because he said v'noshuva, we will return, so Hitaka was able to return together with Yitzchak. So Savrimine, the people from the yeshiva, thought that Shmuel meant diyad in, that it's only the fingernails on the hand that an avel is allowed to cut. The regal lo, but the toenails you're not allowed to cut. Amar avana bar tachlifa l'dimim farshi l'minei di Shmuel, loshna diyad v'loshna di regal. So he said, Shmuel told me, Ravana bar tachlifa said, Shmuel told me that both fingernails and toenails you're allowed to cut when you are an avel. So I guess the main point over here, Machlokas, Shmuel holds you're allowed to cut fingernails and toenails. And when Pinchas made a comment to Shmuel, it had an effect and Shmuel became an avel as well. Bris krusalus vasayim, an important concept. Amar Ruchia Barashi Amar Rav. Ruchia Barashi says in the name of Rav, Rabbi Yossi allows cutting fingernails if you're an avel and a chalamoid, but only if you do it in an unusual way. Ubignustra aser. But to do it with a nail clipper, with scissors, is aser. Amr of Shon Barabba, I have a kibna kamed Rabbi Yochanan be midrasha. I was by Rabbi Yochanan in the base medrash, b'chol shalmoid, on chalmoid, v'shakinu l'tuf rebishine v'zorkinu. And he was biting his fingernails off, and he was just throwing them on the ground. Shema mina tlas. So we see from there three things from this story. Number one, shema mina motulit al tzipanai b'chol shalmoid. First of all, you see you're allowed to cut your fingernails on chalmoid, because it was chalmoid, and Rabbi Yochanan was doing it. Number two, shema mina ein ben mishum mius. We also see that biting your nails is not considered disgusting, because Rabbi Yochanan was biting his nails. We also see that you're allowed to throw fingernails down in the base medrash. Is that really so? Don't we say three things about fingernails? Number one, hakovran tzaddik, someone who buries them is a tzaddik, because that's what you're really supposed to do with them. Number two, sarfan chassid, someone who burns them is even better than tzaddik. He's a chassid, he's doing lefnim yishur hasadin. And zarkon, but if you just discard your fingernails on the ground, Russia! The person's considered a Russia! So how is Rabbi Yochanan allowed to do this? He says, Gemara, time am I? Why is it considered rishus? Shema tavra le mishu ubra v'tapil. Because the assumption is that if a pregnant woman walks on top of cut fingernails, she'll have a miscarriage. She'll have a miscarriage. Isha b'midrasha lo shchicha. But women don't walk around in the base medrash. So since there aren't going to be any women around the base medrash anyway, you don't have to worry about it, so you could throw the fingernails in the base medrash. V'chi tema, and if you want to say that even though a woman is not around found in the Beis Medrash, but still Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't have thrown his fingernails down, because what if they sweep out the Beis Medrash and they sweep the fingernails right out into the streets and a woman walks on it there? Says Marno, kiven d'shtani yishtani. Once it's moved from its original location, it can't have that effect anymore. It's not going to cause anyone to miscarry. Amar Vida Amar Rav. Again, about fingernails. So Rabbi Yochanan Rav says, Zug, a Chamsan lefnei Rebbe, a pair of Talmidei Chacham came from a place called Chamsan in front of Rebbe. Umarzutra Masi, Marzutra thought that it was like this. Zug ba me Chamsan lefnei Rebbe, ubikshu mimenu tziparnayim. That a Zug came from Chamsan to Rebbe, and they asked him if it's mutter to cut fingernails as an avel. The hiterlehem, Rebbe said it's mutter. In bikshu mimenu safa, hiterlehem. And if they would have asked him if they could trim a mustache, he also would have said it's mutter. Ushmuel amar af bikshu mimenu safa, hiterlehem. Shmuel says they did ask him about trimming a mustache, and he did say it was mutter. He said that's mutter too. So Gemara says, "Well, wait, trimming a mustache." Amar Avital Safra Mishmei de Rav Safa Mizavis Lazavis. You're only allowed to trim a mustache from one end of the mouth to the other. But if you have like one of those longer mustaches that go past the sides of your mouth, you're not allowed to trim in that area. Amar Rav Yami B'Safa Makevis, because you're only allowed to trim the hairs that are getting in the way of eating. So it's only on the upper lip. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lididi K'Safa Makevis Damili. Nachman Yitzchak says, "I'm such an istinus. I'm so sensitive with, and I get so uncomfortable with hairs around my mouth that any hair in that area is considered like something that's getting in the way of eating. So for me, that's all mutter." So the next main point: a person is not allowed to throw his fingernails on the floor unless it's in a Beis Medrash where no pregnant women will walk. And another main point: you're allowed to trim a mustache to the extent that it gets in the way of eating. So as Gemara brings another memra that Avital Safra said in the name of Rav. V'amra Avital Safra Mishmei de Rav. Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, Shoyabi Mei Moshe, who lived in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hu Amma, he had very unusual dimensions, this Paro. He was one Amma tall, an Amma is about between 18 and 24 inches. Uzukano Amma, his beard was an Amma long. Ufarmashtiko Amma, and his aver, his male organ, was an Amma. Vizeres, plus an extra zeres. So it was longer than his whole height. L'kayim mashenemar, to fulfill what it says, u'shval anashim yakimala, that the lowliest of men will overpower the Jewish people. So he had this power over the Jewish people. I think these dimensions are not meant to be taken literally. What we're trying to say is that he was all about znus, that his but he was a low life. So we describe that as a person of low stature, of only being an amatol, and his male organ being larger than him, because that's how he defined his whole life. V'amra vital safra mishmei de rav. Paro Shevi Mei Moshe Amgushi Haya, he was a magician, Shnemri Ne Yotzei Amayim, it says he used to go out to the water to do his kishuf, to do his black magic. So another main point, Paro in the days of Moshe had very interesting dimensions and was a black magic guy, was a magician. The Mishnah said in Daf Yud Gimel, the following people are allowed to launder their clothing in Chol HaMoed if they just get back from a long trip from Medinas Hayam. They're allowed to launder in Chol HaMoed. If someone only has one shirt, he's allowed to wash in Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks on Rabbi Yochanan, but wait, the Mishnah said, and it gives a list of people who are allowed to launder in Chol HaMoed, but it never mentions a guy who only has one shirt. Sounds like only the people that are mentioned in the Mishnah are allowed to do laundry in Chol HaMoed, but someone who only has one shirt cannot. Now I'll explain to you, the Mishnah is talking about those cases where a person has more than one shirt and both of them are dirty. And even though other people who have two shirts are not allowed to wash their clothing in Chol HaMoed, because we want them to do it before Yantif, the people mentioned in the Mishnah, since they're anus and they couldn't wash it before Yantif, are allowed to do so on Yantif. But someone who only has one shirt can wash that shirt on Chol HaMoed, even if he could have done it before Yantif. So the main point over here is, someone who only has one shirt is allowed to wash his shirt on Chol HaMoed, even if he could have done it before Yantif. But if you have two shirts, then you can't wash in a Chol HaMoed if you could have done it before Yantif. So the Gemara brings another heter that Rabbi Yochanan says in regard to laundering. Shalach Rabbi Yisrael bar Yaakov bar Giyuri Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. Klei pishton mutal chapsum chol shmoid. Flax clothing. You're allowed to launder on chol shmoid. Masav Rava. So Rava asks, wait a second. Mit b'chos hayadayim. The Mishnah says, you know what you're allowed to launder on chol shmoid? You know what kind of clothing? Hand towels. Umit b'chos hasaparim. And barber's aprons. Honey and clay pishton. No, sounds like only those things. But you're not allowed to launder flax clothing. Where do we get the flax from? So Amalei, Abaye, Masnisin, Abaye says, Amish is talking about Afilu de Sharmini, that hand towels and barber stuff, even if it's not made out of flax. But in addition to that, the Bryce is just adding, anything made out of flax, you're also allowed to launder on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar bar Hidya, Ludidi Chazili Yama Shel Tveria, says, I saw the Yam of Tveria, the Mafkila Mishichli de Mani Kitsana. They would take out big baskets full of clothing made out of flax, b'chol demoada, to wash it on chol hamoed. Maskla Abayis, Abayi asks, man leimelan beretzon chacham avdi. How do you know the beretzon chacham avdi? How do you know that that was done with the approval of the rabbis? Just because you saw people doing it, I've seen lots of people do lots of things that probably the rabbis aren't so happy about. Dilma shelo beretzon chacham avdi. Maybe they weren't. Maybe this wasn't with the approval of the rabbis. That doesn't prove Rabbi Yochanan to be correct. The main point, the last main point of the day, is that Rabbi Yochanan allows laundering flax clothing, Pigdei Pishtan, on Chol HaMoed, but we can't necessarily prove it from a story because it may not have been done with rabbinic approval. Okay, but next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis.